Yeah, I know I've been gone for quite a while, but welcome back to season two of Scattered Thoughts. It's been hard, like really, really hard. Recording podcasts is hard. Writing scripts, editing the episodes, everything is just quite difficult. And for every episode, thinking of how I will go through the entire production process just makes me go, do you really want to do this right now? But I'm still at the stage where I'm figuring out either I want to make podcasts or I'll make production easier and just make a newsletter instead. So season two is to figure out if I could make things easier for myself. Welcome back to Scattered Thoughts. And welcome to my birthday. Welcome back to Scattered Thoughts, and I know I've been gone for quite a while, but like, this is season two and it's my birthday, and I feel like I have a lot to say coming into this age, because it's actually quite like a big age for me. How do I put this shit now? It's a big age for me mentally and chronologically, if that makes sense to you. So I turned 21 today. And yeah, you might go, you're so young, but yeah, I turned 21 today, and it feels very weird to me because last year I turned 20, and for the longest time, like for the entire period of January 4th of 2021 to January 3rd, that's like yesterday, I did not feel like I was a 20-year-old. I felt very, very young. I felt like a very naive age factor. I felt like a very naive young child in a weird space. In a very, very weird space. And it felt to me as though I didn't know what I was doing. For the first few months, I would walk on the road and things would go on through my head like, Dara, you're walking like a child. You're already a 20-year-old. I know it sounds stupid now, but like, it was something that always pressured me. I would be with people that are supposed to be my age mate, 23, 24, 25, and I would see them like doing big stuff, having cars, buying lots and lots of stuff, buying houses. I know someone that bought a house at 25. And in my head, I'm like, Dara, you guys are already like at the same age range. You should already be doing stuff like this. I feel like the pressure really got to me because I was always the youngest in the midst of old people, so to speak. I was always 19 in the midst of 26-year-olds or 23-year-olds. So I still had that sense that you are really doing good for yourself at this young age that you are. But since I got to 20 and like I had the same first number as all of them, everything felt very weird and very different for me. I basically feel like this social construct that we have put on ourselves as to how we should be at a certain age is weird, to be honest. It's really, really weird. Because you could have a 30-year-old that still feels like a mid-20s. We could have a 40-year-old that has midlife crisis and still feels like a 30-year-old or a 20-year-old. When women are told that you should have kids at this time of your life or you should get married at that time of your life, it's a very, very, very weird construct that society has put on people. And people are not trying to like fight against it anymore. People are not trying to like speak out against it anymore. They're just trying to like work with our constructs. I must get money at this particular period of time. I must have my children at this particular period of time. I must get my life together at this particular period of time. Life is hard, if we're going to be honest to ourselves. Making money in this country is hard. I saw a tweet the other time and someone was like, you are broke. Sorry, well, how did the tweet go? And someone was like, why do we use broke shaming to as like a point of insult in Nigeria, which is one of the most poverty stricken countries in the world, that you're broke, he's broke, I am broke, you that broke shaming somebody, do you have money? And like gave me the understanding that the reality of Nigeria is that money is quite hard to make for the most majority of people. Getting your life together is quite hard for the most majority of people. Yes, you might have some people that are going into tech. You might have some people that made it through crypto or something like that. But if you look to the general public, it's quite hard for people to actually make it. And people are trying their best to like make it at the times they could actually make it. And they added an extra pressure that they get from the age construct is just killing, if we're being honest with ourselves. You should have this by this time of your life. You should have that by that time of your life. My father had me at a very, very young age, so to speak. Not very, very young, but like he had me at an age that would meet in 5 years. And to be honest with myself, I have not gotten my life together to the point where I feel like I would have a kid by that time. The entire point of pressuring people, the tradition that you should get married by that time, tradition that at this particular period of time, wawa ni shilo, kiniko kiniko, blah 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 blah, stuff like that. It's stupid, to be honest. It's really, really stupid. I feel like people should try their best to be more accepting of people's timelines. If you're doing good at for yourself at this time, doesn't necessarily mean another person will do good for themselves at that time. We should be more human when we come to accepting people. Should be more human when we come to interacting with people. 38, oh, till lock on you. Makes no sense. Makes no fucking sense. I really feel like we get better. And I really feel like we actually change. My name is Darren Muller and this is Scatter Thoughts. If you're listening to this, say a prayer for me because it's my birthday. Ciao, ciao.